breaking news here on WTOP. It's been roughly a week since we first learned of the existence of the Omicron COVID variant, and we've just learned this afternoon that three cases have been discovered in Maryland, in the Baltimore area. Of course, there are several states now reporting new cases of this variant as Americans gather for holiday celebrations and the cold weather drives more folks indoors.
Joining us now to talk about the latest on Omicron and the nation's pandemic response, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Thanks so much for being back with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, everybody had pretty much been talking about Omicron's got to be here. Now it's just a matter of finding it. So where are you on the development in Maryland and what your expectations are?
Well, I think we're going to continue to, in fact, I'm certain we're going to continue to see cases in multiple states throughout the country. We had said that when it first appeared and we first recognized it in Southern Africa and in South Africa. And then there were cases that are now appearing throughout the world. So clearly, this is a new variant. It appears to have a good degree of capability of transmitting. It might have a transmission advantage over Delta, but there are so many unknowns about it. I think people should obviously be of some concern, but absolutely nothing to panic about right now because there's so many things we don't know about it. For example, what the degree of severity of the disease that it might cause. We'll probably get that information first from South Africa. We don't know what impact it might have on the protection afforded by the vaccines and with the boosters to the vaccines. And we don't know a number of other things about it. So what we need to do is just keep following the situation, getting as much information and data as we can. So when you hear of a case that comes up in Virginia or in Chicago or New York, I don't think that there should be an extra level of concern. We should expect that we're going to start to see cases scattered throughout the country.
Now, you and the president and the members of the coronavirus task force have been talking about new measures. You've announced some new measures to mitigate the spread of COVID, things like masking on public transit, tighter rules on testing travelers and the like. Are there some other measures we might see down the road if Omicron proves to be bad or worse than Delta?
Well, you know, it depends on what you mean by other measures. The president came out with the plan of increasing testing, getting families to be vaccinated, getting more people to be boosted, getting urgent response teams going, taking a look at the travel situation about getting more stringent testing requirements for travel, particularly at airplanes. Those are the kind of things. So right now, the critical issues, there were several recommendations by the CDC and by the medical team. That is, if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you are fully vaccinated, get boosted and be prudent, particularly now as we get into the holiday season. So when you're in an indoor congregate setting, wear a mask. When you're in a situation where you do not know the level of vaccination of people who are around you, obviously, if you're in an indoor setting, wear a mask. So those are the kind of things that we've been talking about all along. I don't think they should necessarily change because we now have cases of Omicron.
Dr. Fauci, we have been so fortunate in this country to have vaccines and booster access while many nations just don't have it. So the question is, how dangerous is that for them and ultimately us?
Well, we are putting a major effort in getting low and middle income countries vaccinated. In fact, I think there's a little known fact that the United States, which has given now about 290 million doses to over 110 million countries, that we have given more vaccine doses to the rest of the world than all the other countries of the world combined. And we will be giving and promising, as well as giving some already, 1.2 billion doses to the developing world, as well as expanding the capacity of the pharmaceutical companies to make doses that, in fact, will be given to the developing world. So we take very seriously how important it is to make doses available to lower and middle income countries, because when there's virus anywhere in the world, there's danger everywhere. And that's the reason why we've got to get global control over this.